Big Daddy from Sioux City, Iowa.
Lonesome George, welcome back to Sioux City, man.
Thank you.
I've seen you a number of times. I think the last time I saw you here was at our Saturday in the Park, the big festival that we have. I'm a big George fan.
Okay, Big Daddy. I knew there was something about you I liked.
Well, I've been rocking with you since, I mean, you're an old rocker. I'm an old disc jockey, man. I've been, I think the one concert I remember years and years ago, one of the only ones that I can recall walking out of not being able to hear when I'm talking to a friend of mine and I see his lips moving, but I can't hear a word he's saying. It was at the Bismarck Civic Center in Bismarck, North Dakota. God, I don't know how many years ago, but you still sound the same, man. You're still rocking. Congratulations.
Well, Big Daddy, let's put it this way. You and me, we're not old. We're older.
You know,
we'll never get old.
I always got to thank you. You were at the Hard Rock a number of years back, and we have a studio down at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, and I remember you came in, and I asked you the question. I said, you know, with your accomplishments and all the records you've sold and everything you've done, it's really nice from the radio standpoint to see somebody come in and spend a little time with us guys, because frankly, when a lot of you get to that point of success that you've achieved, you don't seem to have time for us anymore. So I always appreciated Lonesome George coming into the studio and helping us out.
I got a face made for radio, Big Daddy.
Yeah. When you were in town a few times ago, I met your brother. And I'm trying to remember now, and correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't he like a retired firefighter from down around Omaha, Nebraska area, somewhere down there?
He still is a retired firefighter.
He was pretty cool, man. We had a good time talking with him. And he says, you know, all of us in the family are so proud of little brother, you know, and all the accomplishments he's had. But make no mistake about it, when the family gets together, big brother sits at the head of the table.
Oh, yeah.
Guys,
no bad about that.
He said, I've got some basement tapes when you and Jeff are just getting together. And he says, when little brother hits the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, big brother's going to cash in. This is quite a brother you have, your big brother, Bob.
Well, I'll tell my old big brother, don't hold your breath.
Okay, so you're coming here for on the 17th of July, and you're going to be playing in a venue called the Orpheum Theater, which is a smaller venue, holds probably 2,000 people. I can't wait. I got your tickets right away when I heard you were coming, and I can't wait to see you. My first question for you, George, is how you holding up? How's the health? What's going on?
Well, you know, my blood pressure is good. I'm trying to keep the weight down, keep the chops up. I still have all my teeth.
Yeah.
I can still get from one end of the room to the other without losing my breath. I'm doing okay. Thanks for asking.
Is Jeff Simon still playing with you? You guys have been together forever. Is he still?
I hope so. You got to ask him.
How?
He better be there.
I saw you guys backstage at a concert years back, and it was kind of cool because my daughter was a saxophone player, and I remember her seeing her backstage with Hank Carter. So she likes Lonesome George too.
Good to know. It's nice to have a daughter, isn't it?
Yeah, your daughter, is she still doing music?
She has her own music show.
Refresh me on it. What is her name and how often?
The show is called Hot Child in the City, and it comes on a podcast on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock, where she does interviews with people from all over the world, the songs that shaped me. And she interviews disc jockeys, people who are even album designers, musicians. Pretty interesting. Recently, she did a show with another young lady, and they recorded it on Paul McCartney's birthday, and reviewed and did their own feelings and opinions about, you know, Paul McCartney's music. So, she's doing good. I mean, I'm very proud of her. She created this show, and she works hard at it, and she flattered me recently by saying, Dad, there's one artist I'd really like to work with. I said, oh, who's that? You going to talk to Mick Jagger? What's up? And she said, no, Dad, I want to interview you. I was like, whoa, I've hit the big time.
Oh, that's cool, man. Be proud of your daughter. I've heard her, actually, and be proud. I heard your blues album that you put out not long ago where it was just an acoustic blues thing. You've been obviously influenced by the blues. Who do you think your biggest influence is in getting you going in music?
Well, my biggest influence in getting into the music was one guy, except for I can't say his name real good. It's either Mick Richards or Keith Jagger.
You know, you've toured with pretty much everybody. Can I ask you just, okay, what can you tell me about Howlin' Wolf?
Howling Wolf is definitely an early influence on me. He was the first blues person I ever saw, if you can believe that. The first blues artist I was ever exposed to was Howling Wolf on watching Shindig. And the Rolling Stones were on Shindig in 1965, and they brought on this guy named Howling Wolf. And I went right out, and we had to order a Howling Wolf record. It took about a year to get it. It was from a catalog from Chess Records, but we got it, and I've been a fan ever since. And in 1974, we had the honor of playing opening for Howling Wolf and his band for four nights, two shows each night. And then later, we became friends with Eddie Shaw, his band leader and sax player. But no, Howling Wolf is one of our biggest people. I've never been another one like Howling Wolf. 300 pounds of muscle and joy.
How about John Hammond?
John Hammond was the Rolling Stones that put the idea in my head that that's what I wanted to do for a living. But it was John Hammond who pushed me right over the edge and said, this is it. This is what I'm going to do with my life when I saw him perform. If you've ever watched The Blues Brothers, the movie The Blues Brothers, and Elwood takes Jake to the church, and this light hits Jake, and his face starts shaking like he's having an epileptic fit or something. And he's going, and James Brown is saying, do you see the light? And Jake is just, he's being hit by like a thunderbolt. That was me watching John Hammond. I was hit with something so hard that I knew what my destiny was. And I had barely picked up a guitar ever. But when I saw him play, that's what did it. That pushed me over the edge and said, there's no turning back now. And in my mind, I thought, yeah, but you can't sing or play. And I go, that's beside the point. I know now what I'm going to do with my life. And John Hammond was that. You asked about John Hammond. There you have it.
Or how about Albert Collins?
Albert Collins. I'm a fan of Albert Collins. I want to be Albert Collins. You look in a dictionary under the word of joy and happiness, they'll show you Albert Collins' picture. Albert Collins is one of the few people that could play a rock concert, a blues concert, a country concert, anything, and knock the audience right on their ear. And it could be 800 people or 80,000. I can't say enough good things about Albert Collins. Everybody loves him. And I don't think there's a mean bone in his body. He picks up that guitar, and everything just takes off from there. So, if I could look at an artist and I could say, well, if there's anybody you would like to be rather than yourself, I'd say, well, I'm not that comfortable with myself, Big Daddy, okay? But if it was anybody, it would be Albert Collins, I'll tell you.
Talking with George Thorogood, he's coming to town with his Bad All Over the World tour, 50 years on the road, and we're certainly looking. I've never seen a Bad Thorogood show, George. So, again, thank you for spending time with us this morning. And anything else you want to say before you head on down the road?
Rock and roll never sleeps. It just passes out.
You're a good man. See you, George. We'll see you when you get here.
Big Daddy, do me a favor, will you?
Yeah.
Do this not for yourself. Do this for your daughter. Take care of your health.
Oh, thank you, George, man. I will, as a matter of fact. I appreciate that, man. And you the same.
Bye-bye.
See ya.